They sing to fuck and they fuck to sing.
You ever heard a song that you think is really shit? A song that makes you wonder how did that become a hit? Sometimes you need to hear a discussion about that in regular podcast format. Well, there's a lot of bad songs that we're gonna attack. 1001 steamy piles of crap. I'm telling you the truth, you know that we don't lie. Here's 1001 songs that make you wanna die. Oh,
and now here's your hosts, Zev, Bebo, Dan, and Gypsy.
This is 1001 Songs That Make You Want to Die, the podcast where we talk about songs so bad they make you want to do star jumps until you die.
Bad way to die.
Fucking horrible way to die.
Yeah.
We are doing I'll Make Love to You by Boyz II Men. All right. We have Gavin here. Gav?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. And Mad Dog?
Yep.
All right. Okay. Now, I like to make lists about songs. I have, like, the fact that Brick by Ben Folds 5 is number 3 on my songs about abortion, and this is number 7 on my songs about orgies. I asked ChatGPT to summarize this to me like I'm a 5-year-old. It said, okay, imagine a group of friends who really, really like someone. They sing a song about promising to hug and kiss that person a lot. They say sweet things like, I'll make love to you like you want me to. It's like a very gentle and loving song about wanting to be close to someone special. ChatGPT couldn't even get this one to be like, that 5-year-old's going to be like, what do you mean? They're going to make love to them like they want to. It's like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. This group of large black men. I don't know what to tell you. Okay. This was inspired by a couple episodes ago where we brought this up for some reason.
And yeah, why did this come up?
Don't know. can't remember. But it did come up. So here we are. We're doing it. Now, the thing with Boyz II Men is there's 4 lead vocalists. No one is a backup singer. They are all lead vocalists, okay? So they all take the spotlight. Verse 1 is by Nathan Morris. And he says, close your eyes, make a wish, and blow out the candlelight. For tonight is just your night. We're going to celebrate all through the night. It's like a birthday. It's like a birthday song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My question is, what was the point of the candlelight if your eyes are closed anyway?
Well, you can feel the heat. I imagine they've got their face so close to the burning flames that they're
burning their eyelashes. They know.
It's like, yeah, they start to smell the singe of hair, and they're like, blow it out.
Burnt hair.
Yeah.
About to have a heart attack.
Is that heart attack? Is burnt hair heart attack or stroke?
It's a stroke.
Stroke. Sorry.
I think it's usually toast, isn't it? It's like burning toast.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think so.
Interesting.
Burning here is usually when you're just listening to a Nathan Morris lyric.
Yeah, okay, right, yeah, okay. So nice start, like friendly. I get the ChatGPT thing being like, yeah, it is. Yeah, it's just, you know, it's gentle and loving. It's about the birthday party. We're having a birthday. Yeah. That's great. Nice. Verse 2, and Sean Stockman arrives on the scene. And Sean's a little bit sexier than Nathan. He says, pour the wine, light the fire. Girl, your wish is my command. I submit to your demands. I will do anything, girl. You need only ask.
Are we in BDSM territory here?
We found the sub.
I think we... Yeah. We might be in ISIS territory.
We're never very far from ISIS territory.
No. There's just something about submitting to demands that makes me seem like I'm in a negotiation with terrorists.
Yeah, but, I feel that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Submit. Yeah, when it says light the fire, maybe that's like, like, you know... The government building or something.
What is it, like, kick the tires, light the fires? It's just when F-14s take off.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah. It's George W. Bush on a fucking aircraft carrier saying mission accomplished.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Yeah, yeah. And it, the thing is, like, he says mission accomplished and you hear...
Now watch this drive.
Literally some of my favorite, one of my favorite pieces of footage. Have we spoken about that? Surely we've spoken about that.
I don't know. George Bush quotes?
Yeah, George Bush quote when he's like, we're going to find those terrorists that committed that act.
Yeah.
Now watch this drive.
Now watch this drive.
absolutely smokes one off.
Fucking smokes it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Holds fucking, the pose. Like,
yeah. Just a dinger. An absolute fucking dinger off the deck. Yeah, and it's like, watch this drive. Damn it.
Yeah. What a fucking ball. Just like, I'm the president. I'm not anywhere near Washington, D.C. I'm in Texas playing golf. Talking about killing terrorists. Yeah.
Watch this drive.
That's so good.
Imagine if he just fucking biffed the drive.
He tops it. Just a fucking hard top.
Rolls like 8 feet off the tee.
Yeah. Pulls his back.
That's probably the only thing that can make me love that bit of footage more, was if that exact thing happened. Yeah. That would be fucking great.
Yeah, my favorite thing to do is if playing golf and you just top it, it fucking just rolls off the front of the tee. It's just keep holding the pose and then do like the shade over the eyes to sort of see, like, see if you can pick it up.
Where'd it go?
Yeah, anyone see that? Anyone catch it? Yeah. Okay, I get to the chorus, Boys to Men. It says Boys to Men, so all four of them are here. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the fucking awkward part that I feel like never was brought up at all, is the fact that there are four fully grown men singing these lyrics to you.
Mm-hmm. To one person.
To surely. One person, right? I'll make love to you like you want me to, and I'll hold you tight, baby, all through the night. I'll make love to you when you want me to, and I will not let go till you tell me to.
Oh, there's a bit of consent there at the end.
I like that. Nice. It does kind of really waver on the consent thing. Like, it's just, it's fucking real wobbly road.
And I won't let go.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. No, until you ask me, and I will.
Yeah. I'm going to make love to you.
Yeah. This has happened.
It sounds like a threat. And then, but then you got to throw in the when you want me to, but I am going to do it. Yeah.
Pick a time that is convenient to you.
Yeah.
It's inevitable, but I'm flexible on the time.
Like, do you think this is first?
Just got their Google calendars.
Meeting? This is the first meeting with the said female. And also, when it's all four of them in sync singing it to this woman, does it imply orgy?
I think it heavily implies.
Fucking oath it does.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a swingers party.
Right.
Well, you said it yourself. There are four lead singers. No one here is playing backup.
No, they are not. No, that's right. Yeah. So
there's no cuck in this situation.
No. So I'd imagine that they would they would all be fighting for the orifice of choice.
Choice. They'd be patient.
Yeah, oh, they do seem like patient fellas, don't they?
Yeah.
As
evidenced by the third verse.
That's true, yeah. Sorry, There is another one thing about being held tight, because I like the idea of that being sort of like a python strangling prey.
Like every breath inwards, they squeeze a little tighter.
An aggressive bear hug.
Yeah, you just hear like a rib crack. It's like... And it's like, but then they start to see the sun come up and they're like, oh, I'm running out of time. Okay.
The night, and maybe a little bit into the next morning.
All through the night and the dawn. So verse 3, we get Wanya Morris. No relation to Nathan Morris.
Interesting. Have we really delved into Wanya's family tree?
I mean, they are brothers, but not biological. If you will. Okay, so it says, verse 8, oh my lord. Okay. Wanya Morris says, girl, relax. Let's go slow. I ain't got nowhere to go. I'm just going to concentrate on you. Girl, are you ready? It's going to be a long night. Throw your clothes on the floor, on the floor. This is the horniest man alive.
They slowly build up to this as well.
Yeah. Like, they were blowing out candles at the start.
Yeah, the first one was candles. Next mate was a little bit sub with the demands and stuff. Yeah, they come in like chorus. Straight after the first chorus, it's like, get those fucking clothes on the floor. Yeah. Yeah.
Also, I like the idea of he's got nowhere else to go. Like, is he homeless? Does he just fuck his way around? Does he fuck his way around houses? Like, I got nowhere else to go.
I like, there's a couple of things I like here. First of all, girl, no pressure, we're going slow, but get those fucking clothes off.
Yeah.
Right now.
Four lines later, I want you to be fucking naked. It's also like, just fucking every male on earth knows this. Don't tell a female to relax.
Just calm down.
Yeah, you're being stupid.
I'm going to wait till you're rational again.
And then I'm going to make love to you.
And I can wait all night. I'm not going anywhere.
I feel like, I don't know, there's something, I feel like that it's going to be a long night is, there's just that quote in particular. I feel like I've heard that so many times, but to me it really brings up that image of like, I think it's like, it's always like cops on a stakeout or like people doing something that they don't, it's like arduous.
Yeah,
like it's going to be a long night.
Like, a long night.
Yeah. That doesn't sound good.
No, like, it doesn't. No. And even, like, if it is making love.
I'll tell you what else doesn't sound good. I'm just going to concentrate on you.
Yeah. Also, it does stink of someone that isn't able to concentrate for long on one thing.
I'm going to concentrate on you for 3 to 5 minutes, and then we'll see what happens. I think there might be a game on. There's a game on at 6. We'll see.
If you've got to point out how well you can concentrate, you can't.
I am like the best at concentrating. I can concentrate on things for
how much I can concentrate.
I really, when I decide to concentrate on something, that's just all I do.
I can concentrate all night long.
It's got to be a long night though. Yeah.
And the subject matter tonight? You.
Sessions in. Sean Stockman and Wanya Morris, the two horniest of the boys.
The two horniest ones.
They team up here. Says, I'm going to take my clothes off too. They're both saying this. Both of them are saying this. Sorry.
At the same time. Yeah,
at the same time. I've made plans to be within you.
Oh, my God. I misread that. I thought it was with. And it's within.
Me too.
Yeah. Girl, whatever you ask me, you know I could do. Now, that leads to more questions.
Mm. Oh, my God. I've made plans to be within you. Jesus Christ.
Plotting. No. Not he. Them.
Them. Oh, they, we've made plans to be within you.
And I do like the idea. It's kind of got of a Always Sunny in Philadelphia look of it where, you know, it's like throw your clothes on the ground, fucking put them on the floor. It's like, I'm just going to pop. I'm just going to pop my shirt off as well. You know, I'm just going to... I'm just going to go pop my clothes off.
Yeah. Very Dennis Reynolds.
Is it hot in here?
Now my pants are chafing me.
Dubby Energy has declared war on Big Energy, who probably support ISIS. If you want an energy drink with no maltodextrin, no artificial colours, and no kickbacks that fund insurrections in the Middle East, then look no further. So head on over to dubby.gg and use the promo code 1001songs, that's the number 1001, for 10% off price of purchase. And remember, kids, if it's not Dubby, it's ISIS.
So making plans for this sounds so sinister. It's insane that it's like sounds like
it's premeditated.
This is all just in the fucking messaging. Like this politicians is, need to take a lesson from Boys to Men. Like you might have something really fucked you need to get past through this Senate. It's how you get the message across. Yeah,
not
exactly.
What you say. It's how this you say.
Is romantic.
How you
say
it. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We're gonna have a little. Actually, now I'm so confused as why they're blowing candles out. Are they fucking her for a birthday? Is that the idea?
I'm not sure. I think it's. I mean, when else do you blow the candles out?
Yeah.
Right?
Sorry. What other time in life do you blow out candles? Is there any other thing in life that candle blowing is a thing?
I don't know, a liturgy in a church, perhaps.
Yeah, do they blow them out or they light them?
A bit of both, I think.
Do they do both? I know that that guy with the big hat swings that big smoke chain around.
Yeah, I mean, that probably was fire at one point, then they had to blow it out to get the smoke going, to get a bit of a billow. Yeah.
The guy in the hat.
Yeah, old mate's got the
smoky chain. It sounds like a hip-hop name.
Smoky chain.
Smoke chain. Smoke
chain.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Okay. So, fuck me. There's plans. They've made plans.
All right.
They knock another chorus out again, just in case she's confused as to what they're doing there. they all let her know. The bridge. Wanya Morris again. I like
the bridge.
Nathan Morris hasn't got a fucking look in since he's like, I've got an idea. How about we do a nice birthday song? And they're like, yeah, no worries, Nathan. Just sing your section. You can go home.
He's all about just like, you know,
just
candles and treating her right.
Yeah, make sure
everyone else is fucking sinister.
Also, look at that though. They're saying that there's no front man and that they're all the lead singers, but. Yeah. Once it got to verse 3, that was just solo Wanya Morris. Verse 4 was Wanya and Sean Stockman.
Yeah.
He threw in a chorus straight after that, straight back to Wanya. He's got 3 in a row here. You cannot tell me that Wanya is not the front man of this operation.
Yeah, he's on fire. I mean, it might be a big four, you know, and he's just, you know, he's part of the big four, like a basketball team. You know?
Yeah.
He might be, Wanya might be like the Shea Gilgeous Alexander to the Nathan Murray's Josh Giddey.
I'm sure someone listening understands those references.
Yeah. Wanya Morris Abridge says, "Baby, tonight is your night, and I will do you right. Just make a wish on your night. Anything that you ask, I will give you the love of your life. Your life, your life."
He definitely rhymes night with night there, doesn't he?
Oh, yep.
He goes night, right, night. So,
yeah, still, like, real lazy. I think he's maybe so erect that all the blood has gone to his dick and now he can't think straight at all. He's like, night, right, night.
Oh, your life, your life, life,
your life. Life.
He's glitching out.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. He's glitched out, which is what happens when you have an erection.
That's a bona fide fact.
You basically glitch out. I'm glitching out. Okay, then basically we just get a chorus. Like, we just get smashed with a chorus. So much chorus. Like, they are making so much love.
That last one's a long chorus too, isn't it?
Yeah. It just goes and goes and goes and goes and goes. That's it, though. We got there.
Okay. Yeah, cool. That's, I mean, for a four-verse song, we kind of got through it. Oh, four verses with a bridge and a chorus. That's
Yeah, it's a real 90s, road. Real 90s formula. Like, it is. Yeah, we've been so used to doing so many of these random TikTok songs that it's just...
That don't even have any
discernible... We're almost intimidated by the amount of lyrics we see on a sheet here now.
Oh, that's seriously it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, it was released on the 26th of July, 1994. It's written by Kenneth Bryan Edmonds, a.k.a. Babyface.
Yes.
Yep.
Tell us more about Babyface.
Babyface. This guy's... he is ranked number 20 on NME's 50 of the greatest producers ever list.
He's big time.
He has written and produced over 26 number one R&B hits throughout his career and won 13 Grammys.
Jesus.
Babyface. Look, doesn't really knock hits out anymore these days, but fucking the 90s, Babyface was the fucking go-to. Like,
you want a hit?
Babyface. Babyface.
Get him on it.
Yeah. So Boyz II Men don't have any songwriting credits on this song at all. No member of Boyz II Men has
had
a songwriting
anything to do
credit.
With the wow.
They didn't write the lyrics, they didn't write the music, they went into a studio and sung it.
Wow.
Yes. All right. Which kind of starts to make it seem a little bit cooler because it was Babyface wanting the fuck, not four dudes from Boyz II Men.
Yeah.
It didn't translate very well, though, did it?
He probably wrote that song, and then Boyz II Men were like, oh, we'd love to do that one. He's like, ooh, I kind of wrote it as a solo act.
No,
we do everything together.
Yeah. We're four solo artists.
No, we used to be.
We used to be boys.
Did you ever watch Bob's Burgers?
No.
There's a kind of a like an ongoing bit in that where there's like a teen boy band, but they're called Boys For Now. Are you ready? that always got me. I always thought that was a good joke.
This is by the way. These guys have got, like, Jung Kuk stamina.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, jeez. I'll be fucking you right. they're the original. They're the original Jung Kuk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He says, I will do you right. That is about as close as you're going to get.
It is.
That's it.
100%. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they fucked 7 days a week. They were specifically talking about one night.
You're right.
Maybe not the stamina of the Koreans, but still. Boyz II Men were originally named Unique Attraction. What do you reckon about that?
Unique Attraction?
Pretty shit.
It's probably a more forgettable name. Boyz II Men is like,
it's
got a bit more going on.
So they formed in 1985 as a high school band. I always like the idea of like these boy bands and stuff that form in high school because it means like they were go in and having band practice, but it's just them singing at each other.
Singing? Yeah, what did that look like? Yeah.
Glee Club.
Yeah. Glee Club. It's like that fucking classic Key and Peele sketch with the it's got Bo Burnham in it, and it's the a cappella group.
Yeah.
And he's the one black dude, and the other black dude joins. They just turned into fucking mad gangsters. So there were 7 dudes in it when they originally were in high school. Yeah, 7 guys. Shit. And 3 of them left after they graduated high school. So 3 of them went, oh, we graduated, we don't want to be in Unique Attraction anymore, and left. So when their first album was coming out in 1991, their record label thought it would be a good idea to come up with nicknames for them so it's easier to market them. They came up with some pretty good ones. It's Wanya Morris was called Squirt. Sean Stockman was called Slim. There was Michael, who was simply known as Bass.
Yes. Oh, well.
And Nathan, this is good, Nathan Morris got the name Alex Vanderpool.
I love it when the nickname's longer than the real name.
How fucking good is it? It's like Squirt, so Slim, Bass, and Alex Vanderpool. Are boys to men.
I can just imagine some guy. They were all workshopping, sitting in like a fucking LA office, yeah, like thinking these names up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, how does he get Alex Vanderpool?
Yeah, I don't know, but you can imagine it's like I always think of the that thing you do where it's like Tom Hanks comes in and gives the drummer fucking sunglasses. Like, that's your thing now. You always wear them. You're known as Shades. And I just imagine it's like that. It's like just some white guy in an office being like, Squirt, Slim, Bass, Alex Vanderpool. And he's like, Alex Vanderpool? It's like, print it.
Please, anything but Alex Vanderpool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry, buddy, I already got the merch made up.
It's longer than my name. My name's Nathan Morris. What's wrong with Nathan Morris? It's not snappy enough.
It's not more like an Alex.
Yeah.
A Dutchman.
Yeah, it's just like, you look like you would wear wooden shoes, make cheese, and be fond of windmills. Michael McCary, who was Bass, he left the group in 2003 because he got MS.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Funny story. Funny story.
Not a stroke.
And I was like, Boyz II Men are a fucking huge band. Like, everyone knows who Boyz II Men are.
Yeah.
There is nothing on the internet about these cunts. Like, nothing. It's like, either they are the most fucking
from
boring.
The era where people didn't know that much about, but like,
you know, normally, like, they get fucking famous and rich, and they end up, when they're kind of not as famous anymore, end up doing crazy shit.
Yeah.
They've never done crazy shit.
I'll tell you what, though, as we learned from the trying to prepare for that upcoming segment, yeah, they just play food and wine festivals.
They
now.
Do the food and wine. They do the food and wine circuit.
The food and wine circuit is
Catalina
is
wine mixer.
Basically,
them fed and watered.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Because the fucking Catalina wine mixer.
Yeah. So it's produced.
And hose.
It's produced by Babyface as well. So Babyface did everything. Basically, it was a fucking complete song, and they just sung it. My one note that I have is that Sean Stockman, who sings the second verse, is the weakest of the vocalists, and that I wish he had got MS.
Is he slim?
That's is he slim?
Slim. Or was he slim after he got MS?
No, he doesn't have MS. Michael got MS. Michael got MS. I wish. I think Sean should have got MS.
He deserved MS.
He just wasn't as good a singer. He wasn't as good a singer. Yeah. Is there a video, Gav?
There is a video. Chibs, hit it.
Okay. Fucking hit it, cunt.
Summary
with Bevo.
That's not me.
No, it's not.
I don't know who that is.
With Gavin.
Yeah, so I feel like Ryan's videos are either his summaries are either generally very short or quite wordy. The previous one was very short. This one, my friends, is quite wordy.
Okay.
After fumbling a very obvious pickup attempt, our hapless protagonist realizes he suffers from a bad case of writer's block and proceeds to steal the lyrics for this song to leave on the doorstep of his crush, much like Chibs did with the severed head of his crush's ex in high school.
Yeah. There was a severed head. No one ever found out.
They never found the rest of him.
I tell you what, the severed head would have been less disturbing than these lyrics being left.
There's a weird thing with this film clip where it starts off like they're installing a security system in this woman's house, and she's quite smitten with the guy that's installing the system.
In the suit. There's one guy in a suit and the rest of it just in like overalls and shit.
Yeah. He's clearly like the manager sort of guy.
Yeah.
And they're making like it's the setup to something. It's like he's installing this security system and she's like, oh, the code, and like they're kind of really being flirty and joking about like this security system thing. And then it just has no relevance to the rest of the film clip at all. Like, I was waiting for the payoff. It never comes.
Where's the security system going to work? I want to see the security system working.
He even sneaks back to the property later to leave the, as I said, he writes the lyrics of this song as a letter and leaves it on her doorstep.
How fucking frightening would that be to get in written form?
100%. 100%. That's what I mean, though.
You would make sure your security system's on.
He knows he's alarmed. Yeah. Maybe he knows how to bypass the system and he's just standing there on the doorstep like, do I go in?
He's got pliers at the wires outside.
He opens the door and he's like, oh, hey! Like, quietly tucking the pliers back into his pocket.
Yeah. It's like, oh my God, the alarm didn't go off. So yeah, I came here to fix it.
That's why I brought these pliers. Yeah.
The way to fix these is to cut through more things. Everyone knows that for fixings you cut things.
it was a pretty strange film clip. And
bizarre.
Made no less strange by the fact that, as you say, it is just. Although I will like, it's four people singing lines that sound like they really should only be coming from one person, but the outfits are fucking phenomenal.
Oh, they're sharp dresses.
The style is
fucking
good. It's so good.
Yeah, it does save.
I love it.
Yeah, it does kind of.
It's like multicolored striped shirts over just like a white singlet and shorts. Like it's just
not
they
a
look like they're on a yacht.
Not a threat.
They look like they're on. No, it's not at all. It's a very wholesome look. I might try and replicate that in my wardrobe.
You could do that, Gav.
You could pull that off for sure.
Yeah. Okay, there is a set list. I had to go back a fair way to find one. It had to be from Tokyo because they're the only studious people that bothered to write out the songs that they did.
Chibs and I did spend a lot of time digging, trawling, if you will, through set lists, logged on Setlist FM, but with no songs.
There's so many. They play all the time, like up until a couple of days ago. They were in Sydney last year. They were in Australia last year.
In Sydney on November 18th last year.
Yeah. But no one fucking wrote down any of the songs. Except for December 17th, 2018.
In Tokyo,
yeah. They played 15 songs.
Okay.
When do they play I'll Make Love to You? What do you reckon, Gav?
Oh, fuck. Is it? Do they just blast straight through 15? No, encore, nothing.
Nothing. No.
Fuck. You can't open or close the show with this. I don't think. I reckon it's. I'm going something like third last. What's that like? Yeah.
Like so.
12th.
Yeah, 12th. You saying 12th?
13th. I'll go 13th.
Okay, 13th. All right. Okay. What do you reckon, Mad Dog?
I'll go second last.
14th. Play it 9th.
Fuck.
Ooh.
Yeah, almost dead in the middle. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the sandwich.
Yeah.
What other bangers were scattered in amongst that?
I honestly don't know any Boyz II Men songs.
I don't either.
I don't know. I no idea. No. They've got a song called A Song for Mama.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah. Mammy.
Love that.
Mammy.
I ain't your mammy.
Yeah, yeah. All right, a little bit of legacy here before we wrap
mammy.
Up. So the song was a commercial success. It spent 14 weeks at the top of the Billboard Hot 100.
Oh, shit.
It was the third best performing song of the 90s.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was on Billboard's Greatest of All Time chart as well. I can't say what number it was, but it was on there. I'll Make Love to You won Grammy Award for Best R&B Performance by Zero Group at the 1995 Grammys. It was also nominated for Record of the Year, but lost to Sheryl Crow's All I Want to Do.
Ah, Chez.
Yeah.
So wait, video, was that video?
Nah, Record of the Year.
Oh, Record of the Year. Sorry, I thought you were talking about something. Video. Yeah. Nah, all good.
Oh, yeah. Net worth. Okay.
Oh, fuck.
So I'm just going to let you know that Bass, MS Bass, he's worth. It
sounds like a bunch of.
It sounds got, like MS Paint.
You've got MF Doom at home.
Yeah.
MS Doom at home. MS Bass.
Sounds like an upgrade from MS DOS.
Yeah. Multiple sclerosis DOS. Two times the MS. So we got. He's worth 20 mil in 2024.
I mean, 1985. They've been going forever.
Yeah, the first album was 91. Yeah. And it was a fucking hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they released an album like last year. But they're still.
Yeah, okay.
They've still got music coming out.
Still relevant.
Okay, so Stockman, a.k.a. Slim. I think it was Slim. Slim Squirt and Alex. What was it? Alex fucking.
Vanderpool.
Vanderpool. So Vanderpool, Slim, and Squirt all have the same net worth.
Okay.
What do you think their net worth is in 2024, Mad Dog?
Nice little three better. Thrill.
Yeah.
25 mil.
Okay. So you reckon they've got 5 mil more than MS Base?
Yeah, because he had MS. So
yeah, well, he left in 2002.
Medical bills.
Well, I've got to stick with the number.
25. Yeah. All right, Gav?
I reckon, pre 2002 was clearly their heyday. Yeah, he'd still be getting mad royalties from fucking all of that.
That was money-making time.
Yeah. So he's 20. Let's go. I'm going 30 mil for the rest of them.
You know, they've all done pretty fucking good on the food and wine circuit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're all worth $60 million.
No. Fuck. God damn.
Yep. Not bad, MS, hey.
That's too early.
That's not bad.
Fuck. What are these food and wine shows fucking paying right now?
My God.
That is
me on the food and wine circuit.
Jesus fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm impressed. I mean, fucking all power to them. That's sick.
It's pretty fucking good.
It's a good racket. I like that about them as well. Like you were saying, that there's nothing about them on the fucking internet.
No,
that is
nothing.
Awesome.
Also, there is something that I find admirable about the fact that they were the biggest fucking group in the world and just keep going even though they're not anymore.
Yeah, yeah, good on them. They're just punching it out. Like, they don't need to. They got $60 million each.
That's right. Yeah, they just love to sing. Prison.
Good on them.
Love to sing.
They love fucking.
They love
fucking and singing.
They love to.
Yeah.
They sing to fuck and they fuck to sing.
Let's write this shit.
Sing to fuck and fuck to sing. It's the least coherent shit I've said in fucking ages. That's
so good.
Oh,
that's better the more you think about it. Oh fuck! All right, what are we running out of? Threatening notes.
Threatening notes. Yeah, that might be it. How many threatening notes are nailed even to the front door?
Yeah, yeah. Like with a fucking nail gun. Like, come! That's all you wake up to. Come!
Yeah.
It's just there's like a 2-inch fucking nail through your door. It's got the lyrics for this side. At the other end. Yeah. So 10 means you get so many of them that you die of fright. And one is that you fucking love this song. You can't get enough of this song. What do you give this out of 10, Mad Dog?
I get it. Like, I get what they're trying to do. But
they're trying to make love.
Yeah. And sing about it. But it's fucking boring.
Yeah,
it's just boring.
It's
yeah.
Not an exciting song.
No, I'm not excited by it. And I don't want a group of individuals, especially one named Alex Vanderpool, getting up all around me and telling me to fucking throw my clothes on the floor. Take my clothes off to you. Yeah,
I've made plans to be within you, Mad Dog. Yeah.
It's a 7.
Yeah, okay. All right. Fair enough. Gavin.
Yeah, look, I absolutely respect the hustle, and I know there's people out there that absolutely love Boyz II Men because we've got a few friends.
We do,
namely Raph, but there's definitely a few people around that are absolutely
Van der Vaart.
Right. Yes. Best mates with Vanderpool.
Yeah.
Oh God.
The Flying Dutchman.
Yeah. I don't fucking like it. I don't fucking like it. It's a solid 9 for me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow.
It's right up there. I was considering giving it 10, but it's got, you know, there's production value there that'll bring it back down. Like, it can't be easy to make 4 lead singers into a coherent track without very clearly having some be backup and lead. I feel like they've done that all right.
I think Babyface is very talented.
Babyface is a fucking good producer.
Yeah, yeah.
He's real. The one point I've let it have is because of Babyface's production. Yeah,
fair enough. I'm with Doggy. I'll give it a 7 as well.
Clean.
Yeah, nice. Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah,
we're there.
That's been a while since we're all in the neighborhood.
Oh, I think it's fair. I think it's fair.
Yeah, it's a fair. I think so too. Yeah. I will. I promise you, I'll never listen to this song again if I can help it.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah. Unless I want to
listen to it since 1994.
Yeah. Actually, so. To be fair, maybe if I want to make someone real uncomfortable.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because I can imagine a good eyeballing while this song is on would make you very fucking uncomfortable.
Next time you get into an elevator with just one other person, just start playing it on your phone while just absolutely eyeballing them.
Or you could say intense concentration.
Yeah, I could. Yeah.
I'm just concentrating on you.
All night long. All right. Thank you, fellas.
Elevator door closes. It's going to be a long night.
Ding. thank you, fellas. Everybody else, go and get fucked.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan here from 1001 Songs That Make You Want to Die. I'm here today to let you know that our podcast is now available on Patreon. That's right, for as little as $2 a month, you can now support this podcast rather than listen to it for free, effectively stealing the food out of the mouths of our starving children. There's one of them now. So why not join us on Patreon? You get bonus stuff each month, and you can even be a guest on the podcast if you want. Now, doesn't that sound better than making our poor children starve? Oh, kids are great, aren't they? Anyway, on with today's episode.